Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Saturdays with Jenny.
Well, you may remember if you listened to the show yesterday, if you listened to the show last Saturday, we were speaking to Moha Bosio, who of course is FM Kaya FM creative, and I think a great book reviewer. And something went wrong with our communications. He went running, and we managed to get hold of him just as he came through his front door. So he was breathless. The line was absolutely atrocious. So we've decided, because it is a good book, it's already won the Dinan Debu Novel Award. It is long listed for the Human Sciences Awards. I mean, it's nothing to do with human science, but that is the title of the award. And more about that as they get into their sort of their mojo. But we thought that we would give you a new chance to listen to Scatterlings. It is by a poet. Her name is Resaketswe Manezd. And I think it is really, really good. Long listed for the Human Sciences Award, as I said. So it's very nice that you're not running. Very nice that you're not, that you are here. So, and I can see you making notes because you've left the book behind. But you read so thoroughly that all I need, if I've read something really thoroughly, is just one little prompt. I just see it on the back or something like that, and I'm away.
Yeah. Same here. It's unfortunate that we didn't get to get through a very good line last week. But Scatterlings, as you say, became to be a book after Resaketswe won that Dinani debut novel for there. She was shortlisted for Dinani for her manuscript on Scatterlings, and thus it became a book. It's a book that came out late last year. And I think it's a wonderful book, one. But the other thing that I think it makes it important is because we do need a flourishing literary culture in South Africa. So I think this is a wonderful offering that we can marvel at and enjoy reading. I think it has a powerful tale. It's also very infused with mythic tales as well. It has its own poetic notes because Resaketswe is a poet himself. So I think those are the facets that make it a really good book to read.
And different as well.
It is quite. I think it's very experimental, which is good. You need writers to be daring to imagine a new world. I think what she also does is to tell this story in a way that Africans have lived their lives. We've lived our lives through, yes, objective reality, but through dreams as well, and always interpreting the spiritual realm. So our worlds are so interconnected between dreams and lived reality, and I think that's what she infuses in the book, and in that way she's able to tell the stories of the ordinary women, the extraordinary women of our country. But if I give you a sort of a landscape of how the book is, it is set in the late 1920s, a very turbulent time, you could say, in South Africa, because of the union has had about 2 decades. Its laws are being refined and people are oppressed in different ways, both black and white, because they have to coexist in this country that has been newly formed out of the compromise of 1910. So here we are, late 1920s, and there's the introduction of the Immorality Act. And it sets people, it tears relationships asunder. Our protagonist here, who is a South African winemaker, Adam van Sail, is charged with a very difficult situation. He is now victim of this Immorality Act, because he has married someone of a different race. He's white himself, and he's got people who work at his estate who are of different colors, multiracial people. But now, with the introduction of this law, of course, it begins to brew conflict in their family. his wife suffers terrible depression. Mm-hmm. And as you read this tragic story, you will realize how love has eluded him in his marriage. But then again, he is to put salt to injury. He is now having to lose his estate because of this marital act. And you could say he has a man who's shipwrecked between his love for his family and between his love for his family and the laws that govern him in the country that he lives. And that's the fantastic conflict within a book, because I think what makes a good book is that really good conflict that has an emotional truth that everybody can connect to.
Mm, definitely. And I mean, the Immorality Act, I mean, it reached heights of such absurdity, and it was also massively cruel. And you would have like a family, say, of coloured people, but the children, most of them look coloured, but one looks white.
Yeah.
And then they do everything they can, but with difficulty, to pass themselves off as white, very, very successfully in many cases, but it destroys the family.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's so many stories like that.
Many, many stories like that. And I think that's why this book then becomes important. And I think that's why perhaps it has been listed for a Human Science Award, because the story of South Africa needs proper decoding. And sometimes fiction helps us to get to those textures of human life that a law that's written in black and white can't really tell you how people were affected by such laws. The political settlement of 1994 is good on paper, but when you hear and listen to such stories, you begin to wonder how generations of families have been scattered, because the lineages of these people are vastly different, whereas let's say his wife would have been a Mutswana from Botswana, he has family somewhere in the UK, and these are families that connect, when people read the story, they'll find out in a tragic way how his wife died, as well as their other daughter, and now he's left with one daughter, and he has to go through life by helping this other child understand what has happened to their lives. And now he is a pariah in his own country, and he has to leave South Africa.
Well, I do think that when people say they don't read fiction, I think that they forget that you learn just as much from a novel but that has been properly researched, as you would do from a history book, which tends to be prime ministers and, you know, the governing class, etc., etc., because you miss the ordinary people. But history is all about ordinary people.
Yes, you know? And really, when you think about laws and institutions, yes, over time history becomes terribly reckless with the little happenings of the little people, because for our short term of life, history really couldn't be bothered with the changing of epochs, and it is upon us as storytellers, as creative writers, to illuminate such truths, because it's good for posterity, for that when the younger people who are able to immerse themselves in all these poetic and mythic tales are able to at least have a theater of mind about what has really happened in South Africa, because you can't always bundle those things in a coursework material or in a book for history or whatever factual data that you can give.
Yes, yeah. but I mean, I think that there are some history books that don't even mention people.
Quite.
I mean, you know, I'm thinking of of a young slave woman in Franschhoek. Mm-hmm. The book, in fact, I'll lend you my copy, but oh my goodness, if I don't get it back, I will hunt you down, I promise you.
I promise to return.
Because it is just the most extraordinary story, and you can literally, because of the work of fiction that has been woven around her, you can walk in her footsteps up to a certain stage in the novel, and then it becomes real fiction because nobody knows after that what happened to her. But it is just, it's just marvelous. It really is a marvelous. So, I mean, I think this book sounds really interesting.
Yes, I wish more younger people read it and understand the history of our country through beautiful fiction.
Okay, that's wonderful. So you think that it appeals to younger people, but I mean, novels don't have borderlines, do they?
No, not at all. I mean, it's a good book for everybody,
anybody.
But for the sake of posterity, you wish that a lot more young people can read such books.
Well, listen, I want to say thank you very much for giving up your morning run, and presumably you're going to go running now or do something like that. But I'm so pleased that we actually gave you time to recount this book, because it does sound significant, but it also sounds massively enjoyable.
It is quite. Thank you.
Thanks very much indeed, Moha Bosio, Kaya FM Creative, and we're talking about a book called Scatterlings, and it's by Resaketswe Manenzit, and it's published, by the way, by Jacana, and it is freely available, and you'll find it in bookstores, from Bridge Books to Exclusive Books to Love Books. So that book is widely available. Maha, thank you very much indeed.
Saturdays with Jenny, every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.